The Flying Penguins are a people passionately pursuing metamorphic encounters with Christ. We have been radically transformed by the power of Almighty God. We intimately experience Christ, and ultimately we equip believers to become powerfully empowered saints, fully believing who they already are in Christ. As penguins, we fly in the intensity of God's Holy Spirit jet stream, transforming cities, regions, and nations for kingdom purposes. Let's fly, penguins.
Good morning, flying penguins and friends from all over the world. Hey, wanted to give a special shout out today to the Fringe Radio Network and all the amazing stations on this network. Just thank you to these guys that run the network. Appreciate you and allowing us to have this station on here. So go check out the additional stations. They are just amazing. Also, if you wanted to find a little bit more on us from the Flying Penguins, you can check out our website at www.theflyingpenguins.org. You can also check us out on our YouTube channel, The Flying Penguins. All right, so I'm going to continue reading from my book, really more my journal called Happenings. And I wanted to read today just about some things that happened to me early on in my life. And as I look back at it now, I think there was a potential for schizophrenia to really set in. And I just wanted to share this particular set of stories and story with you, and I hope that it's encouraging to you. So we'll read from that now. But I don't really remember how old I was when I first started hearing the arguments in my head. I was young, man, and probably around 7 or 8, and I called them arguments because that's what it sounded like. And every now and then, I would hear what sounded like a room full of angry people arguing in my head. And you know, have you ever had it when you walk into a huge room or a lecture hall and everybody is talking all at the same time? And you can't make out anything anybody's saying, but it just sounds like this loud murmuring. And that's essentially what it sounded like in my own head. But they were angry, and it was like a very intense, angry, aggressive, hostile arguments that were happening. And you could just hear it in the tone. And the arguments would increase in intensity and volume until it seemed like they just took over all of my thoughts, and every aspect of my mind was just taken over and overrun by these arguments. And as this was happening, it was like everything around me was in slow motion, almost like time slowed down. And it, you know, as I would begin to move physically, it felt in slow motion. But at the same time, as strange as it sounds, I knew I was moving in real time, but my perception was that everything was moving in slow motion. And initially, I would just lie down in my bed, I remember, and cry myself to sleep because I didn't know what to do. I didn't have any way to make it stop. And finally, one day, I told my mom about this, and I can distinctly remember her praying for me. And I don't really remember what she said, but I remember her praying for me. And they didn't come back for a long, long time after that. So it wasn't until December of my sophomore year in college, and I was getting ready to take the final for my logic course, that these things came back. And even though I found the class to be fairly interesting, I really liked the logic, but my grade wasn't very good in the class at that time. And I was hoping to squeak out a B after this final. And I'd studied for it, and man, I was ready for this final. And as I sat down and prepared myself to take the test, I started hearing the arguments inside of my head that I had heard when I was much, much younger. And I was a little freaked out because I hadn't heard these arguments in such a long time. They started off really as a subtle kind of murmur, and it was just more of an annoyance. So I just decided to ignore them and begin the test. And soon as I started to try to answer the first question, the voices literally just started screaming in my head. I mean, like they had never done before. And it was like everything around me was now moving in slow motion again. And it was that same angry, argumentative murmuring. But this time, it was so loud in my head that I literally looked around the room because I was sure that somebody else in the class was hearing this. Like, it was so loud, it sounded like it was coming from outside of me. And I thought everybody in the class would be turning around wondering, where is this coming from? But to my surprise, and I think probably to my horror, no one was looking around. No one was hearing what was happening inside of my head. And I was just left there to suffer with the torment in my own mind. And I tried to block them out, but they were too loud, and they seemed to just take over every thought and action that I had. And finally, I said under my breath, "In the name of the risen Lord Jesus Christ, I command you to leave. You have no authority here. And I cast you out in the power of the risen Lord Jesus Christ." And wham! They left my mind and they were gone. I was astonished. And needless to say, unfortunately, I didn't do very well on the test since it was a little hard to think logically for a logic test after that encounter. But in many ways, I felt freed from whoever or whatever they were, because at that time, I didn't know what these things really were. But I didn't understand the real oppression thing, I would say, in those days. I knew about demons. I had encountered demons before, but I didn't really understand what was happening until then. I felt like the Lord really showed me that this was a psychic, demonic attack on my mind, that I could call on His name and overcome it. And I am convinced, based on that day and also some occasions after that, this was an attack on my mind really for the purpose of driving me literally crazy. And I'm sure many of you kind of listening to this today and right now are wondering, you know, if I'm just a nut, you know, kind of talking about these things, and maybe I really am psychotic and just, you know, in denial. Or maybe you're thinking, you know, I'm not so crazy because you hear the same things. But I am convinced that the enemy uses these tactics to make us feel like we are crazy and going nuts and losing our mind. And to be honest, if we can't fight, if we can't do anything about it, you would lose your mind. I think many people have lost their minds. But this is why so many times throughout Scripture, it talks about the battle for the mind and keeping every thought captive. Man, I wish I could tell you that the arguments and the arguing voices never returned after that, but they did. And really up until about 5 years ago, they would come every now and then. But the difference is, from that point on, I now knew what they were. I knew they were demonic spirits waging a psychic attack on my mind to drive me crazy. And what I also knew was I didn't have to listen to them anymore. I didn't have to just allow them to torment me anymore. Because beforehand, I would just go to sleep or just suffer through until they went away. But not anymore. Because now I know how to fight. I can fight in the power and the authority of Jesus Christ that He has given me. And He's given you that same authority and same power. And I started to notice, and for whatever reason, these attacks would come typically when I was in the shower. As I got older, I'd be in the shower and kind of thinking about my day and early in the morning and just trying to think through what all I had to do and those types of things. And all of a sudden it would hit and the slow motion things would start to happen. And I would just stop and I would say, "No, in Jesus' name, I command you to leave. I do not have to be subject to your attack." And I would cast them out in Jesus' name and they would stop. And that went on for a number of years until probably about five or six plus years ago now. I ended up working with a deliverance counselor and partially to learn kind of deliverance counseling for a friend that I was working with. And I ended up kind of in the deliverance myself. What was crazy is in this deliverance, he had me picturing in my mind, using my imagination, really what I was seeing. And I'm a seer in the spirit, so I see very easily in the spirit. And I'm a very visual person, so this just was very natural to me. So in this session with the deliverance counselor, he just commands in Jesus' name and asks the Holy Spirit to reveal everything, every demonic spirit that was in there. And the crazy thing is, I see probably a couple hundred people in this field in my mind. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what are all these people doing in my mind? There were hundreds of them, and it was crazy. But it made a ton of sense to me because suddenly I knew these were the people creating the arguments. These were the spirits that created the arguments in my mind. And so he released them kind of group by groups in different types of groups and what they did. And he cast them out and I cast them out with his help in Jesus' name. And they have not returned since that time frame. And so I know for a fact that they are absolutely demonic spirits. And I think many people today have this happening to them, especially those who are schizophrenic or have been diagnosed schizophrenic, or even if you are depressed. Because if it's not the room full of arguments that you can't understand, it's the very specific words and hateful, hostile, aggressive words that's like it's either one person or multiple people just bombarding you, bang, 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 with all these horrific statements. And like I said, I couldn't make out the details of it, but I knew it was very angry and aggressive and towards me. And so if you're listening to this today and this is just resonating with you and you've had this issue, then I want you to know there is hope. And actually, there's hope right now for you. You don't have to put up with the suffering. You don't have to put up with their attack. And so what I want you to do and what I would encourage you to do right now, wherever you are, and hopefully you're in a place you can do this. And if you're not, then just kind of barely raise your hands up, maybe in your lap or something. But I would just say raise your hands up above your head right now and listen to what I'm going to say, because we're going to cast these suckers out and we're going to get rid of them. And then I want you to do it yourself because you have the authority and the power in Jesus Christ to do this. So raise your hands up and receive this right now. So in the name of the risen Lord Jesus Christ, I command all demonic spirits, all psychic warfare, all spirits of schizophrenia, depression, and craziness of the mind, I command you to leave right now. This individual is a son and a daughter of the King of Kings. You have no right or authority to wage psychic warfare in their minds. And I cast you out now. I command all conversations, all hostility to stop right now in Jesus Christ. Leave now. Go. Father, I thank you for your deliverance, and I just speak peace into your mind right now. Every listener right now, I speak the joy of the Holy Spirit. I speak freedom in Christ over your mind right now. And I just speak the mind of Christ over you. And I'm laying my hand on top of each of your heads right now. And you're going to start to feel like a warmth on top of your head. And it's like an oil, just a warm oil flowing down your head and down your neck. And it's just restoring and soothing your mind right now. So, Father, I just thank you for that. I thank you, thank you, thank you for your healing and your restoration of our minds right now. So, thank you, Father God. So, awesome. I'm just so thankful for you guys listening to that. And what I would just say is if you have felt a shift in your mind, I want you to maintain that by continuing to pray kind of how I just did as a model. It's not magic words, but just use the model that I just prayed, and you do that yourself as well. And you say that in Jesus' name, you are a son and a daughter of the King. You have the mind of Christ already. The enemy is just trying to convince you that you don't have it. But the reality is you have it already. So you speak the mind of Christ, the peace of Christ, over yourself right now and every day going forward. And you will see a dramatic shift in your entire mental health and everything about you. So I would just ask if this has made an impact for you, come on to the website, theflyingpenguins.org, and leave us a message, contact us, or get a hold of us on YouTube on the Flying Penguins channel, and send some feedback and let us know that this has impacted you. Because that's the whole purpose of what we want to do, is we want to encourage the body of Christ. And if you're not a believer in Christ yet, I want to just encourage you that there is freedom in Christ. There is no other way to freedom except through Jesus Christ. And the incredible thing is that He's already paid for you. He's already done everything for you. You simply just have to believe that, number one, He loves you. Number two, that He died for you and has set you free already. And you just say, Father, I receive your Son, Jesus Christ, right now. And I want Him to be Lord of my life and set me free from this pain. And I mean, you will have an energy surge in your body like you have never encountered before. And you will have peace. So thank you for listening. And I cannot wait to talk to you again. Please leave us feedback. But have an amazing, amazing day in Christ. Thank you. We'll talk to you later.